Now, when your parents immigrated, did they come directly to Patterson? Did they live in New York City for a while? Did they?
No, they came right to Patterson.
Oh, they did?
They came right to Patterson. So they had relatives here.
Okay.
So that's how I assumed they knew about Patterson, you know. They were distant relatives. And so, but they came right from right to Patterson.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your early years a little bit. You grew up, you said, on State Street. Your family.
Yeah,
home was
that's where I was born. Uh-huh. Spent, let's say, my early days there, and then they moved to a street within four blocks of here, which was 481 Summer Street. And that's where the rest of my life was spent there before I got married. But State Street, I would say we would move from State Street. Let's see, you start school at 5. So maybe I was 6 years old when we moved to Summer Street here.
Okay.
And then spent the rest of my life there until I got married.
Right. What about growing up on Summer Street in Patterson, New Jersey? What
was great.
Was it? What was it like?
Well, you were still, let's call it inner city, and yet you didn't have all the crime and stuff like that. And we were fortunate compared to other areas because you had the school. School 15 was only a block away, and that had quite a ball field and a park associated to it. You would even see it from, you would see some of it if you got under the bridge there, and you could see straight through. So that was close by, but predominantly we played in the street.
Yeah.
You know, just the old stick ball or handball, whatever was predominantly played in the street. But of course, traffic wasn't like it is today either.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We played touch football in the street, and the area, like most areas of Patterson at that time, were pretty secure and pretty safe. Mm-hmm. And you had pretty much a, like you have today, that area was Italian, this area where we are here,
right,
and over that way were Irish. You went up further here into South Patterson, that was Italian, and each section had its own ethnic group of people.
Right.
And it was always peaceful, and we grew up with, I have to attribute to my parents, and like most parents back then, a good family background. Respected other people's property and respected people, respected the police like you can't believe. So it was great. I had good fond memories of growing up in Patterson. In fact, I feel this will never go away, a city. And my children were cheated out of that kind of an upbringing. I think I had a great upbringing because I came from the inner city and I blossomed out to a rural area. My children only know the rural area.
Yeah.
They're not familiar, or let's say streetwise, city living. They've never had that.
Right.
Well, I think I was blessed because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hell, we used to walk all through Patterson here, go into South Patterson, because like I say, at the time we were young, no cars.
Right.
I mean, you didn't get a car until you were able to work for it and earn it.
Right.
It was not given to you.
Yeah.
Today you graduate high school and they give you a car. I think is a bad thing, personally.
Yeah.